Join the 27 Club with Slug as we celebrate our 27th anniversary, March 11th at Metro Bar. Details and info at slugmag.com.
I'm Christian Schultz, editorial assistant for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. An acronym for Salt Lake Underground, Slug is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this week's episode, we chat with members of Color Animal about their latest 7-inch release and their upcoming full-length album. Color Animal are an alternative rock band based out of Salt Lake City. The band started shortly after lead singer and guitarist Andrew Shaw's band Calico disbanded, and he worked with Tyler Ford to create some new tunes. The band sat on the shelf for a few years until 2012, when Nick Neihardt and Felicia Baca joined and released their first album, Vision Lies, in January 2013. Neihardt left the band shortly after and was replaced by Seth Howe for the current lineup today. They've since released a few singles and a second full-length, Bubblegum, in July of 2014. Recently, the band paired with Shaw's other project, Magic Mint, to release a self-titled 7-inch split and are currently finalizing their third album, Why Don't We Have Fun, which is due out April 2nd. Slug writer Kristen Porter spoke with Shaw and Ford about all their latest endeavors.
So you released the 7-inch split on Saturday at Diabolical Records. Mm-hmm. When did you actually come to the decision to release the album?
We were approached by Rob from Hail Atlantis Records, and he's this cool dude about town who has some a little bit of money that he wanted to start putting out records. And yeah, he put out Albino Father's full-length LP, and then we were the second release, and we just had I had these songs sitting around. We actually recorded them for Slug's Death by Salt. So the first track on the 7-inch is the last track on Death by Salt 5. Then the second song that's on the 7-inch for Color Animal was like another track that we recorded for that as a possible thing for Death by Salt. So it's called, the second song is called Sleep Death, and you know, the death is for Death by Salt. Did you know that?
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Look at that, Tyler.
I'm so glad I came.
So yeah, so I had these songs, and I also had, then for Magic Mint, I had a song that I had put together for this soundtrack that I, this movie that I scored called The Strongest Man.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, so it was, so I recorded that song intending for it to go on the movie, and then it got cut from the movie, which is fine. So I had another song, and I was like, yeah, great, cool. So it was just kind of perfect. Those all came together, and Hail Atlantis came together, and we decided to make a go of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I read that you started recording or writing the beginning of December.
Well, for the 7-inch, we have a 7-inch that just came out, and then the album is coming out in April. We have a full length, and we started recording that in December, and that's all new songs. Well, actually, we recorded new versions of the two songs that are on the 7-inch, and then we recorded 12 more songs in that session, and we've boiled it down to 9 that are going to be on the album.
Oh, cool.
And then I have another playlist called Future Tape. songs that didn't make it on, songs that we've recorded that didn't make it on the album that hopefully will be on a tape.
Yeah.
Get some good material.
So, and actually today, after this interview, I'm going back to the studio to hopefully have the final master done on that album. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were with Mike Sassage?
Yeah, working with Mike at Man vs. Music.
He's good work.
Yeah. He's great.
He's great.
And this is the first, this album is the first time that he's mixed it. Usually we record with him, and then I'll take it home and add a bunch of stuff at home and mix it myself. And so that's what we did with the Bubblegum record and with Vision Lies. But this time we had a little more money in the bank, but now it's gone. Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah.
Because
we're in the red.
But now, so we spent that on having Mike mix it, and it just, I mean, it just sounds so much better. Yeah. It sounds so great. Yeah.
He has a lot of experience.
Yeah.
He's probably recorded every local band at this point.
Yeah, and having him mix the stuff that he recorded is just so seamless because, you know, he records it knowing how he would mix it. And yeah, the way that he did the drums with, I don't know, there was 9 mics or something. And then that he can just sit down and within 10 minutes he's like, this mic's there, this mic's there, and get all the levels right. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, if I did that at home.
I didn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
That's great.
Just like, take it away.
Instead of being like, well, I want the drums to kind of sound like this on this song and this on this song, he did it, and I was like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. There you go.
That's awesome. The 7-inch differ from bubblegum?
Well, it's vinyl.
What?
And bubblegum is this thing you put in your mouth and you chew on it. So you shouldn't do that with the 7-inch.
Don't chew on the 7-inch.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. How do the songs on the 7-inch differ?
For me, they might differ in a different way because the 7-inch is all constructed, right? You took pieces of songs and made new songs.
Exactly. Yeah, so actually the two songs that Color Animal has on the 7-inch weren't ever recorded together, like all the parts. So on Heal Me, I sampled drums from a song from the Vision Lies album. So if you listen to Give Me Just a Little More Time and then you listen to Heal Me, you'll hear that the drums are like the same drums. And then I just wrote a new song on top of it. For Sleep Death, I took the very end of the last track on Bubblegum, Sleep to Dream. Mm-hmm. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Sorry, like, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. So like at the very end of that, song, there's like this pause and then there's kind of this like extended jammy thing happening. And so I just took the drums for that jam and put them into GarageBand and then wrote another song over it. So that's how Sleep Death came around. And yeah, then all the rest of the stuff on the 7-inch, all the recording stuff is me doing everything. Much different experience, and that came out of, I mean, actually I've kind of had this idea of doing that, and just because it's expensive to go back into the studio and everything, and we have all these awesome sounding drum tracks now, and so I'm like, you know, this could be a cool way of trying to like write and re-envision some of these songs and come up with new material. When Death by Salt asked us for a track and we didn't have anything, and it was a pretty quick turnaround, so that was...
He gets to not be around us, too, that way.
No. Certainly not as fun.
I just saw the look in your eyes when you said, now we have all these new awesome drum tracks.
That's right. It's true. Like, now that we've got 14 new songs.
It's like circling lengths of time on your calendar. Like, I don't have to see Tyler any of these
times. But what's kind of, like, one cool thing is also then getting back together with the band and seeing how the band influences the songs. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm excited on the full length that we're coming out with. You know, we re-recorded Heal Me and Sleep Death, although Sleep Death is on future tape. But they're pretty different. I mean, especially Sleep Death. Once we got into a room together as a band, the whole beginning of it just totally changed, and it goes through a lot more of a dynamic shift than the version that's on the 7-inch, because the version on the 7-inch is just like all just straightforward, mm-hmm. like a plateau. And then the new part, you were at the last part of the show,
yeah.
Right? So that last song that we played starts off really quiet and then builds up and then gets crazy. So yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that's the first time that as a band we kind of felt comfortable enough to say, you know what would be cool if we changed this, made it different.
Good. I'm glad you're
because like we sort of will always kind of like feel that, but then just sort of not say anything about it, and then the song will grow on us because it's usually like a decent song. but it's cool now we have this like, you know what, Andrew, let's do it this way.
Yeah.
And usually when bands do that, it makes the song better.
Awesome. Totally, it totally does.
So tell me again when the full length is going to be out. Did you say April?
April. Okay. It's either, the release is either the 1st or the 2nd of April.
Okay.
Can we talk about why it's...
Tyler will tell you why.
Okay.
A certain member of our band just recently revealed that she... I just gave it away. that this member of our band...
This one female member of our band.
This one member of our band, his name begins with an F and rhymes with Belisha.
Yeah.
had tickets to Justin Bieber that we didn't know about.
Yeah. So she said we could release the album on April 2nd, and then suddenly after we said it a few times and we already had everything booked and ready to go, and she was like, oh, but I have tickets to Justin Bieber.
That's a legit excuse.
No. She'll probably never live it down. So we're trying to change. So we're trying to change it to the day before, so that yeah. she can go see Justin Bieber. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. At the time, I was really tired when this like it was like a kind of an argument happening. Uh-huh. But looking back on it, it's just really funny. Yeah. At the time, I was like, I want to leave.
It was
but
really
but now
sad.
I'm like, I can't believe we argued about Justin Bieber for half an hour.
It caused contention among a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
But
just
really,
us
since we
mentioning
have
Justin Bieber probably made this podcast yeah. way better.
Justin Bieber
probably
broke up our band. Yeah.
Since our fan base and Justin Bieber's fan base cross over so much, mm-hmm. it, you know, it's just as well yeah. that we wouldn't have to compete with each other.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
We did talk to his people just to see if we could just open for him, and then she could still, you know, we could still release the album, and she could still get yeah. to see him and yeah. everything.
So we
haven't heard back yet. Mm-mm. It's
yeah.
weird. It's weird that they haven't got back.
Oh, Justin Bieber gets into your head.
Well, how? Yeah. How does he get a pack of giant radium stadium and like who? What?
It's the thing that's
how,
missing
why,
from our
what?
Band.
That's yeah. Yeah.
It's quality over quantity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But hey, man, we packed Diabolical Records the other day.
It was. It yeah. was pretty packed.
Yeah. And it had nothing to do with all the record display.
Yeah.
Cases.
We just brought extra displays to yeah. fill it up.
We had boxes and boxes yeah. of extra records that we brought.
Really? That's
yeah.
awesome.
He was like, why are you... We're like, never mind. It's yeah. just going to make it look cool.
Yeah.
One of the longest-standing independent publications in the nation, Slug Magazine has been an unparalleled tastemaker and advocate of local underground culture. Join Slug as we celebrate local music, art, action sports, and more. Snag the latest Slug merch and apparel online at slugmag.bigcartel.com.
So how's the reception been to this? I know you just released it, but how's the reception been
yeah,
to the 7-inch?
So far, pretty good. It's fun to hear people be like, why is there not a download? And how am I ever going to listen to this thing? But, you know, that's... and I have the same question because I have a horrible record player at home and mm-hmm. I put it on and it's like, yeah, I guess it sounds all right. I don't know. My record player is a piece of shit. So.
Is it Fisher Price?
No.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Don't besmirch the good name of Fisher Price.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Fisher Price. Great. So, yeah. So far, I mean, but I think people really, it's an object as much as it is like a way to get music across. So, you know, we wanted to make it really pretty and really special. So it's, you know, white vinyl. It's not typical black vinyl. And my wife and I worked on the design together. So Mary did the drawing on the front and I did the design on the back. And then she letterpressed everything. So it got this really tactile feel. And
yeah.
And it comes with a sticker. So if you like stickers.
Yeah.
It's a cool sticker.
It's a cool sticker.
I stole one as soon as I saw it. I'll give it back.
Or a couple.
Yeah. I have some wrinkly ones in my pocket.
Oh, wow. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
So what led to the decision to make it a split record with Magic Mint instead of a full length?
Everything's kind of working out real nicely, which mm-hmm. is kind of cool. But I think part of it was just the what we had on hand, what songs we had available, mm-hmm. and then also that it's kind of like they're... Since there are two projects that I write the music for, it feels like it's kind of two sides of my output, and so it just kind of seemed to work together that way. Mm-hmm. Then when we started working on the artwork and we found this like dance fighting duo to put on the art, it just seemed to fit really well that it was kind of like two sides again fighting against each other, and that informed that the record's called Color Animal versus Magic Mint. Then we got approached by the Municipal Ballet Company to perform, like they're choreographing ballet dances to our music, and then we'll be performing live with them.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's an incredible
that
opportunity.
Happening?
That's happening in May. So mm-hmm. May 12th through the 14th are the first debut shows of that.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, she didn't know about any of this other stuff that we were working on, but I was like, you know, we're putting out this 7-inch and it has dancers on the front. And it's just like perfect. And so we were trying to decide which project she wanted to do the show with. And she was like, well, can we just do both? Like, I like both music. So I don't know. It's just kind of fate's working.
That's awesome. Fair enough.
I wish everyone could see the look on his face. Fate's working.
Do you want to describe it?
Yeah.
Describe my face.
It's kind of like a satisfied.
You're a little indignant.
Like a look a teenager would never make.
Tyler will do the visual descriptions of what's happening in this interview.
A strangely satisfying look.
Yeah. But it's just pretty awesome. But then also that's like kind of pushing us to release the album before we do the shows with the ballet company so that we have, you know, fresh songs. And so it's really nice to have all these reasons to be kind of pushed along and continue to produce stuff. I write a lot of music, and so sometimes I feel like I'm driving the band crazy when I'm like, hey, here's five new songs that we should learn. And then Tyler's like, I'm tired. I don't want to learn your music.
Yeah, there was a time where we like kind of had a joke about if we didn't have a practice for like 2 or 3 weeks for whatever reason. It's like, great, Andrew's going to come back. He's going to have like fucking 35 songs for us to learn.
That's true.
Just like, here you go.
That's true. I probably could.
Yeah.
Because
it happened a few times.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of why I started Magic Mint was because I felt like I was driving the band crazy, bringing them all these songs. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I still need to be writing a lot. Like, I just love writing a lot of music. And so I started another project in order to get some of that out of the way so I wasn't driving them so crazy.
The whole process of like narrowing down the songs that we eventually will be on the new album started with folders that Andrew created, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say you did it on work hours, but I think you did.
No.
He gave each of us a folder, and I think there were 29 different songs.
There's 22 in the folder. And that was whittled down from like 40 that I had in a notebook.
Yeah, okay. So, like the process goes back even further than I'm talking about.
But. So, do you still have a lot of undeveloped songs and ideas that are cool?
Yeah.
And things we practiced like twice, and then we're like, I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. And there's still one song that we recorded that, of the 14 that we recorded, there's one that is just in the dustbin now because it just needs to be worked over a little bit more. But it's pretty good. We got a 9-track album and then 4 tracks for future tape.
Yeah. Out of 40 something.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I just remember like there were multiple. When our band practices start, it usually starts with like an hour and a half of just like drinking and kvetching about work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recently it's been more, let's narrow this list down and stuff like that. And there was a whole meeting of like, well, which ones do you care about? Which ones do you just not give a shit about at all?
Right.
So let's go learn those and then we'll go record them. And then the ones that are terrible after we record them will get lopped off. And it was interesting. Yeah. I've never had that experience before in a band.
Well, what song do you want to play off of the 7-inch?
So we should play Heal Me.
All right.
Yeah, it's cool. That first track. It's the, like I said, the song that's on the Death by Salt album too. Yeah, it's a hit. It's the radio hit.
Awesome.
And make sure you listen to at the beginning. There's this cool little sound, this little wow sound that I like.
Fair enough. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Great. Yeah, cool.
You just heard Heal Me off Color Animal's Split 7-inch with Magic Mint. Visit coloranimal.bandcamp.com to hear their previous albums and their new one coming in April. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, myself, Christian Schultz, Joshua Joy, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.